for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome, everyone, to the War Room. This is the third show in our 10 hours of live broadcast that we do every day here in the Central Texas Command Center. Starting at 8 a.m. with the Dave and Knight Show. It's being hosted by Harrison Smith right now while Dave and Knight recovers. Then going into the Alex Jones Show. And then here in the War Room. Now, we're going to play the entire press conference that Roger Stone had with the MSM and such, because, of course, they weren't going to put it out. They weren't going to let it be seen. They were going to keep it hidden. But Drudge linked to it. Guys, maybe show the Drudge. I think it's still there in the center column. If we have that? There it is. Yeah. Roger Stone holds DC press conference. I will not be silenced. So Owen Schroyer led the way. Then Roger Stone came on and talked. They had a Q&A. And then Owen did a closing statement. So we're going to play that closing statement now. And then we get back, we're going to bring on Owen Schroyer. And then we're going to play the entire press conference, because it's important that this information get out. Please send the links out, Infowars.com/show, to everybody you know right now so they can join us. We're going to watch it probably at the start of the third segment. It's about 20 after. So let's go to Owen Schroyer's closing statement of the I Will Not Be Silenced Roger Stone press conference held in Washington, D.C.
In closing, what I hope the American people take away from this, and what I hope the President Donald Trump takes away from this, is that if this can be done to Roger Stone, this can be done to you. If Alex Jones can be silenced, you can be silenced. And why is an innocent man, Roger Stone, being destroyed for allegedly communicating with WikiLeaks that's totally unproven, when CNN's Brian Stelter and Anderson Cooper and others have had live interviews with Julian Assange on air? Ask yourself, is that justice? Is that fair? So, there is a clear and present danger right now in the United States of America, but it's not Donald Trump, it's not Roger Stone, it's not Alex Jones, it's not conservatives. It's a rogue special counsel that is destroying innocent people's lives. It's a Democrat Party that fights for open borders and no voter ID laws and celebrates infanticide. That is a threat to this country. When you're celebrating infanticide and celebrating innocent men being destroyed, you are the problem with this country. So I hope that the president understands how serious this threat is, and they will come after the president and remove a duly elected president if they can do it. And if the American people allow them to do it, then this country is dead. Thank you guys for coming here today. I hope that you will all report the truth.
Well, we can hope, Owen, but I doubt it. Most of the MSM is probably going to skew it. They'll take a couple things out of context. They'll say, oh, it looks like it was in a hotel that no one was informed. There was nobody there. We didn't have our protesters there behind us shouting down Roger. So it'll be interesting to see. I can't wait to get a firsthand account from Owen Schroyer, who's going to be joining us in the next segment. I also want to get into a few things. The letter Lindsey Graham sent to head of FBI Christopher Wray, asking about why they had to SWAT team a 66-year-old man who was no threat. Also, in getting to this, Netflix really wants you to stop romanticizing Ted Bundy, the serial killer. Yeah, that's why they cast these good-looking young men in these roles, and then they wonder why people are fantasizing about serial killers. There's just some weird people out there that do that. And then we'll talk maybe a little bit about Howard Schultz getting into the presidential race, because this has got the Democrats in panic. And then, of course, you have Ocasio-Cortez saying billionaires like Schultz should work their way up, as if he didn't build a coffee franchise himself. You know, that doesn't count. He should start at the city council level and work his way up. And then here's something that's interesting. Lead, arsenic, and other metals found in fruit juices, study says. Researchers found elevated of heavy metals in half the juices tested. So remember that when you're giving your kids juice and you think it's a healthy alternative. We give our kids filtered water and they love it. In fact, when they get a soda every once in a while, they're like, oh my God, this is so sweet. So that's what I like. Anyway, we'll be right back. Infowars.com/show.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the War Room, everybody. This is the start of our first of 3 hours that we'll be doing here today. Joining me in D.C., we're going to have him on early today because we want to get and play this entire press conference that happened earlier today at the JW Marriott, I believe. JW Marriott, one of their rooms. A press conference that we had to put on, we had to fund, we had to make it all happen because every time Roger Stone went to speak somewhere, he was shouted down, he was silenced. So what we did was say, hey, we're going to rent a room, we're going to have our own security, we're going to pay for extra security, we're going to invite the people we want. And we invited basically every mainstream media press outlet was allowed to come in. But we didn't want these Antifa scumbags and like the mic eaters out there and, you know, the spitters and all these other degenerates. We didn't really want them coming in because they aren't interested in discourse and talking. They're only interested in shouting down and silencing free speech. So with that, let's bring on Owen Schroyer. Owen, what was the scene like today at the press conference at the JW Marriott in D.C.?
Well, first, it was interesting because at the beginning, I guess you had some of the mainstream news outlets, I think ABC and some others. I'm not sure exactly who they all were, but they started trying to make demands. They were telling me where to put cameras. They were telling my cameraman, editor, videographer, Drew, where he could stand, where he couldn't stand. And so like these, you know, a-holes, pardon my French, from the mainstream media are literally trying to run our press conference. And so I had to get into a couple verbal sparring matches with these people. And as you know, I have no fear from that. And basically, you know, they didn't like that. They didn't like the fact that this was InfoWars press conference. Some of them walked in and saw the InfoWars mic and literally gasped and had to immediately call their corporate sponsors to see if they were allowed to show an InfoWars logo. And then you had them complaining like, hey, get out of my shot, you know, trying to tell me what to do. And I basically said, this isn't your press conference. You can go ahead and leave. So there was a lot of that going on. And then the press conference kicked off, and I think it went well. I think that the questions were fair in nature. I think that Roger got his points across, and it went well considering we didn't have to deal with a bunch of screaming, rabid haters in the street, like what happens every other time Roger tries to give a press conference. So it was interesting to see, though. You know, this really was the first real exclusive press conference with Roger Stone since the raid. Of course, it got red-linked by Drudge and is still up on Drudge. And so it wasn't such a circus, I think, in the room as it may have been for the viewers in the audience and on Drudge and at InfoWars.com. But other than kind of the verbal sparring matches with some of the mainstream media camera people who really think that they run the show, I mean, it's hilarious. Like you talk, you respond to them and they're like, how dare you even respond to me? Don't you know I'm a cameraman for ABC News? It's like, yeah. I don't give a rat's behind that you're a cameraman for whoever you're a cameraman for. This is InfoWars press conference. You're lucky you're even here. So there's a little bit of that. Obviously, these people are resentful that they don't run the show. They're resentful that Roger doesn't give them the exclusive. It was really just pathetic, I thought, really. It's just they behave like such petulant children. It's like, oh, it's my playground. It's my ball. And it's just amazing to see adults behave that way.
I really enjoy getting into their shots, actually. The times that we went to D.C. with Alex, the second time with Sundar Pichai, I walked over in front and then I crouched down behind. And then this guy's like, hey, that's my shot. That's my shot. And I'm like, shut up. I don't care. Get out of my face. You don't run the show here. This ain't your building. This is the people's house, bro. And these people, the audacity, and especially, yeah, these cameramen, they are such scumbags. But it all goes all the way up to the top. They love putting out fake narratives. They love fooling people. They love bamboozling people. They love nothing more than showing a fake narrative. And so I'm anxious to see what they put out about this press conference to see if it'll actually be covered fair and they'll actually put out the words that or even show some of the video of Roger. But I did think it was a great move of you putting Alex Jones on the front of the podium. That was a great touche moment.
Well, and you wait, because my guess is if any of the mainstream news outlets decide to show it, I don't know if any of them ran it live or not, but if any of them decide to show what footage they got that day, you watch. I bet you they have a perfectly zoomed camera in on Roger Stone's face. You don't see the mic flag. You don't see the Roger Stone defense fund banners. You don't see the Infowars.com Alex Jones censored forbidden information banner that was on the podium. I bet when they finally come out with their footage, if they release it, they will make sure to censor all of those images from the press conference.
Yeah, because they want to control reality. They want to. They don't like Roger Stone. They don't like what he stands for. He did not let their darling Hillary get into office. So this is their payback right now because these people can't, you know, they're behaving like children. Here's an interesting story. Where did I see this? Oh, here it is. Constitutional crisis. Colorado Dems pass bill to eliminate Electoral College. The left is trying to override the Constitutional Republic. So this is what it's coming down to. They're going to make sure that they can get every illegal to vote, that they could dress it up, get as many illegals into the country before if the border finally does get shut down, get these people registered to vote, and then let them vote during this, and it'll all be a popular vote, and it'll be literally voting for socialism. These people haven't looked at Venezuela and seen enough. They want more socialism. They want more death. They want more destruction.
But Rob, isn't it amazing how every facet of our electoral system is being attacked by the Democrats right now? They don't want voter ID laws. They want open borders. They want to end the Electoral College. I mean, literally, that's the fabric of our elections. And then they're even getting caught. And this is so ridiculous. Like, I shouldn't have to debate with anybody that voter fraud is rampant in this country. I mean, it has been so well documented. It has been so well researched. It has been so well covered. I can't believe that people don't see it and understand it yet. I mean, news breaks on voter fraud almost weekly now, massive voter fraud. And a lot of it happens in swing states. I think we know why. But then, as the Democrats are literally attacking the very fabric of our elections, as they're literally destroying the integrity of our elections, what do they say? Russia's meddling in our elections. Russians are around every corner trying to meddle. Oh, yes. Well, what if 100 million Russians decided to walk up from the southern border and claim refugee status and the Democrats got them to vote? Would that be Russian meddling? Because as of right now, the Democrats would love to see that. So it's just absurd that you have such well-documented voter fraud happening and then you have the Democrats engaging in all of it while on the other side of their mouth saying, oh, Russians are meddling. Yes, you need to be very afraid of the Russians. It's just unbelievable, Rob. It's honestly like, I mean, what do you even do? It's Twilight Zone. It's 1984. It's a brave new world. I don't know how you can even fight somebody that just can't even. It's like, hey, look at that sunset. It's like, you know, 6 a.m. in the morning. You're facing east and a beautiful hill, perfect dewy, you know, grass. And you're like, wow, clear sky. Look at that beautiful sunset coming up in the east. Isn't it beautiful? Look at all the different colors. And someone's like, I don't see a sunset. I don't see any colors. You're like, what are you talking? You don't see the sunset right now? I mean, that's what this is. You don't see the voter fraud? You don't see the Democrats engaging in this 24/7? You don't see them destroying the integrity of our elections? Oh, but if you said that, you're a conspiracy theorist.
And if you want to get the word out, which I want to go over this a little bit because I saw the bill of what this cost. It cost over $6,000 for you guys to rent that hall for an hour to put up the little backdrops to give you, you know, some lame internet access, which they always give you just crappy internet access. It never works right. There's always a problem with all these companies because we did one at the Mayflower with Alex and we had the signal kept dropping. So they give you substandard services. They charge you premium prices for it. And we footed the bill for that, plus all the other expenses. So I'm just letting people know as we go to break and we come back and start this press conference, it costs a lot of money to put all this on, to get the word out, to get on the center of Drudge so people can see what's going on in our country. And so we really ask for your support right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the amazing deals. I think we still have our Body, Super Male Vitality, and there's one other product that are 50% off. At some point today, I'm going to tell you about the tea I made with Bodies. Our social media guy was telling me that the food babe was talking about turmeric tea. So I decided to make some, and it's really good, and it's really helping right now because I'm still fighting these allergies. So we'll be right back after this. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know, and you're watching The War Room. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
advisor to Donald Trump.
What will you have, disgraced political oddity Roger Stone?
I'll take the fifth.
Pardon me?
I said thank you.
Oh, no. That wasn't a question. I was saying that to the president. Pardon me?
Roger Stone, one of the president's closest advisors and friends, was arrested.
Roger Stone today was arrested. Former guest.
And he may end up going to jail, probably without even collecting $200. We'll see.
They went after everything, his computers, his phones, the umbrella he uses to defeat Batman.
He's been called a dirty trickster, the Prince of Darkness.
The president's dirty trickster ally.
He is a horrible human being.
He's been trying to make Donald Trump president since 1988. He should go to jail just for that.
He is a thug. He is a bully.
And live from New York.
Just so damn happy this guy is indicted and arrested.
Heavily armed FBI agents dressed in full tactical gear surrounding the home of a 66-year-old man, drawing their weapons, pounding on the door, and they took him into custody.
I opened the door looking down the barrel of two assault weapons.
He put my hands behind my back. You can't do anything when your hands are behind your back. I'm a 66-year-old man.
Wow, imagine being such an ass that FBI agents will come into work and arrest you for free.
His communication specifically with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, for me, I find that traitorous territory.
So they knew there were more emails hacked by the Russians before they were released. If only there was some visual metaphor to describe what this means.
Hey, don't look at me. I'm just an innocent gun who is smoking. Oh, guilty.
And all of that makes what happened today a very, very big deal.
I won't bend. I won't break. I won't quit.
I am a happy person today.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. My name is Owen Schroyer from Infowars.com. And I wanted to start this press conference by defending Roger Stone's honor, but some of the media out here decided to be arrogant and pompous, just like we expected them to be. And I think that's a microcosm of where we're at in America right now, where Roger Stone can't even have a fair press conference without getting shouted down, and that's why we had to do it here today and spend thousands of dollars to host you, and some of you think that you can still call the shots. No wonder why President Trump calls you fake news and the enemy of the American people. So, really a sad display from y'all. Now, Roger Stone has been silenced on social media. Roger Stone's platform at Infowars.com has also been silenced. So this man is not even allowed to defend his own honor because they are ripping his voice away from him. And in case you can't tell, Roger and I are probably looking pretty tired today, because ever since what I view as the illegal FBI raid on Roger Stone's house, he has received numerous death threats, numerous media inquiries, and it's almost been impossible for us to sleep through this endeavor. Now, anybody who saw the FBI raid on Roger Stone's house knows that it was clear to me, beyond a reasonable doubt, that somehow CNN got a leak. And now you have congressmen calling for an investigation into that. You've also seen a lot of violence against Trump supporters, and a lot of threats, as I said, against Roger Stone. So now we have to walk around with increased security. In fact, there are a lot of people doubting a story that I was sexually harassed in Washington, D.C. by a Women's March protester marching against sexual harassment, sexually harassed me. People are doubting that story, saying it's fake news. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give out this individual's name, and I'm begging, unlike people on the left, unlike what you did to the Covington Catholic High School boys, and unlike what you've done to Roger Stone, I hope that you would not dox this woman and you would leave her alone. but Isabel O'Shaughnessy was arrested for sexually assaulting me. Okay? Also, yesterday, I had a man try to rub spit in my eye. And this is all thanks to the lies in the mainstream media, and now they're trying to destroy an innocent man, Roger Stone. And I am just in a disbelief at how Roger has been able to keep his composure and maintain his energy throughout all of this. Now, I hope that he gets fair treatment here today, unlike what he has received this entire week, and unlike what he has received since this political witch hunt has began against him. Now, again, all of you came out here for one reason. You want the Roger Stone story. But how many of you actually care about an innocent man getting out of the grips of a rogue prosecutor? I'm wondering if any of you do. You are more obsessed with getting your shot than getting the truth out about Roger Stone at a press conference that you didn't pay a dime to be at, and you're begging for Roger to give you any quote all day long. So I just ask you, do you care that an innocent man is being politically persecuted right now, or do you just care about your own ratings? Is that why you lie about President Trump? Is that why you lie about Trump supporters? Is that why you lie about Roger Stone? So Roger is going to step up here, and he is going to provide an opening statement, and then we are going to take questions. But I know that some of you had to reach out to your corporate overlords and ask if you're even going to be allowed to air this press conference because there's an InfoWars mic flag sitting on the podium. Well, I hope that triggers you. And I hope that you realize that in media, you should be standing up for free speech. And in America, you should be standing up for justice, not a political persecution against an innocent man where they're trying to destroy his life and he has to deal with death threats every day. So without further ado, here is Roger Stone.
All right, so we're going to go to break in about a minute 20, and we will come back with Roger Stone. We're going to play the full press conference, everybody, so just bear with us. We have to go do these commercial breaks every once in a while to essentially pay the bills, because that's how we are able to keep the lights on, keep the crew fed, keep everybody running around happy. Go lucky. Owen, do you have anything you want to say right there? I thought that was a powerful opening speech. We got about a minute left.
Well, thank you for that. No, I will say this, Rob, and I, this is not something we typically do, but since we already put the numbers out on how much that press conference cost us, I'll go ahead and say this trip, when it's all said and done, is going to end up costing Alex Jones and InfoWars around $15,000. And this is what Alex does for the InfoWar. And this is what you do when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. So again, this is everything you've seen today. Everything you're seeing right now is only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I implore you during this short break, go to InfoWarsStore.com so the next time we have to go through this endeavor, we have the funds to do it.
All right, and as we go to break there, you can see we have Survival Shield X3, 50% off, Super Male Vitality, 50% off, and Bod Ease, 50% off. When we come back, you will hear from Roger Stone and his I Will Not Be Silenced press conference that we had to hold in D.C., pay for our own room, because the mainstream media and their lackeys wouldn't let us have free speech.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Thank you, Owen. First of all, as a veteran of 50 years in American politics, I understand that you cannot brand every member of the media with the same brush. And therefore, there are honest reporters in this room. There are capable, honest reporters in this room who are just trying to do their job and get the facts. And there are others who do not meet that criteria. So let's be clear. I do not regard the press or the media as the enemy. I regard some members of the press and the media as the enemy. That said, I wanted the opportunity to make a statement outside the courthouse the other day. That was obviously physically impossible, given the pushing, the shoving, the shouting, the spitting. I felt kind of like Vice President Richard Nixon in Caracas in 1958. I want to say to begin with, that as I think most of you know, I have pled not guilty to the charges against me. I stress that these are all after-the-fact process crimes, and I am not accused of a Russian collusion. I am not accused of collaboration with WikiLeaks. I am not accused of conspiracy. There is no evidence or accusation that I knew in advance about the source or content of the WikiLeaks materials, be that allegedly hacked material or allegedly stolen material. The allegation that I was less than truthful to the House Intelligence Committee to cover up what underlying crime? There is no underlying crime, and therefore any honest mistake I made in memory would be both immaterial and lacking intent. I do intend to vigorously contest these charges. I will mount as vigorous a defense as I can. I am heartened that Senator Graham and also some Republican members of the House are looking into the manner in which I was arrested. I think, as most of you know, at 5:50 a.m., 29 federal agents, FBI agents, both men and women, arrived in my home wearing full SWAT gear, night vision goggles, brandishing assault weapons, sidearms, and they had a device that is generally used for battering down a door when somebody refuses to open it. There were 17 vehicles in the front yard, two of them armored. There was a helicopter overhead. I live on a canal. There were two amphibious units in the water. My house was completely surrounded by armed agents covering every exit. I have no prior criminal record. I am accused of nonviolent process crimes. I do not own a gun. There was no guns in the house. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I do not own a firearm. I do not own a valid passport, with the caveat that it may have expired within the last 3 days. I don't know because it was seized by the FBI. I was not read my Miranda rights. I was brought out of the house. I was handcuffed. I was standing in the street wearing a Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, which is what I slept in. You can get those at 1776.shop. The proceeds go to my legal defense fund, wearing a pair of cut-off sweatpants, no shoes. My wife, who is hearing impaired, was rousted from the house. She was made to stand next to me wearing a nightgown and barefooted. Oh my God. The agents were professional and they were courteous once I was in custody. I have no complaint about their conduct, but the special counsel's office was well aware of the fact that I was represented. They knew the name and phone number for my lawyers, and it remains an absolute fact that my attorneys learned that I had been arrested from CNN before they had been contacted by the government. I'm heartened by the fact that Senator Graham and these House Republicans will get to the bottom of why this show of force was necessary. If I was considered dangerous, then why was the CNN camera crew allowed within 25 feet of my front door? The street, which is a one-way street, was sealed off, and nobody else, including people living on the street, were allowed to enter. So if CNN was there before the raid began, why were they allowed to stay in view of the fact that I was obviously considered dangerous? I am very tired, as you can see, but I will take your questions. The point, I guess, that bothers me the most, before we get there, is that FBI Director Comey lied under oath to the Congress. John Brennan, the CIA director, lied both about the Steele dossier and investigation and the surveillance of a Senate committee looking into illegal torture before the Congress. Mr. McCabe, the associate director or assistant director of the FBI, lied under oath to Congress. General Clapper lied about the existence of a metadata collection program on Americans. These are consequential lies. These are lies that are material. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton not only lied, but she also destroyed evidence. And she lied about whether or not she had received or sent classified information, a national security breach. But there is no interest by the special counsel in any of these acts of perjury. Additionally, the New York Times reported on January 20th, 2017, that I was among three advisors to Donald J. Trump who was under surveillance. The Times has declined to retract that story. They stand by that story. I believe that story to be accurate. I believe that there are more than one FISA warrant. To be surveilled under the FISA law, one must be actively engaged in espionage for a foreign power against the United States of America. I do not meet that criteria. If I was under surveillance in a non-FISA warrant, what would be the probable cause? I'm hoping that in this trial, in discovery, we can get to the bottom of those questions. But you know that even though I forgot before the committee that I had been approached by a man named Henry Greenberg, who was a ethnic Russian, and who offered to sell me information about Hillary Clinton, an offer that I flatly refused, as accurately reported by the Washington Post, there's been no allegation regarding Mr. Greenberg. That's because Mr. Greenberg is an FBI informant. That's because Mr. Greenberg is in the country, was in the country, has been in the country under an FBI informant's warrant. Why was an FBI informant approaching me in May of 2016, 2 months prior to the FBI saying they had opened their investigation into allegations of the president's campaign colluding with the Russians? These are questions that we hope to get to the bottom of. I am grateful to InfoWars for sponsoring this because, in all honesty, I lack the personal resources to pay for this room, to pay for this microphone, Mr. Breen, to pay for any of this, and therefore I'm grateful to my colleagues at InfoWars for making this room available. I'm grateful to all of you for showing up. I have been fighting a war of censorship. I have a syndicated radio show with Owen Schroyer, my colleague, every day at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, called The War Room. We are censored across multiple social media platforms. You don't have to agree with us. You don't have to agree with Alex Jones. You have to agree with anything we say to agree with our right to express ourselves. It's called the First Amendment.
Okay, we're going to come back right for that. We're about to go to break. We'll come back and finish up with that and then go to the Q&A. You're watching the Roger Stone Will Not Be Silenced press conference held in D.C. earlier today that made the top of Drudge. We'll be right back. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for watching.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Also been very difficult given the censorship and the shadow banning on Facebook for me to sell my books. I'm a New York Times best-selling author. I have written 5 books, soon to be 6, and I have succeeded in making those books successful and bestsellers through the use of the extraordinarily effective targeting capability of Facebook, which is now denied me because any paid promotion that I propose is rejected for inappropriate content, even if the subject of the book is how a gentleman should dress. I would be happy to take your questions now. Let me say lastly, as I must, those who wish to help me can go to stonedefensefund.com. Thousands of Americans have. The special counsel has the unlimited resources of the American taxpayers, has a platoon of Ivy League lawyers. I'm very happy with my legal representation, but they need to get paid. Lawyers are not inexpensive in America. I'm happy to take a few questions now.
Roger, I talked to Chris Christie this morning.
Yes.
I spoke to Chris Christie this morning about the details of the indictment.
Yes.
You know, he's a former prosecutor,
yes.
Republican, and a Trump supporter.
Yes.
Pretty knowledgeable on this, and pretty fair, I would think. He suggests the liability. I asked him, what does he think is the strongest liability in the indictment? And he said, on the issue of perjury, which you said you either have a faulty memory or it's immaterial. I said, maybe that's true. But he said, the problem where he really sees it is on the witness tampering, because even if you were joking, if the witness perceived it as intimidation, that's a problem.
But the witness also intimidated me. The witness, first of all, perjured himself before the grand jury about being the source of the content and the October release date of the WikiLeaks material. When I released over 30 pages of text messages proving that, very, very few media outlets reported that. They all reported his denials. MSNBC reported them almost in a serial nature, but virtually nobody reported my production of proof. Secondarily, the same man threatened to put a bullet in the head of one of the other exculpatory witnesses before Mr. Mueller's probe. That was reported by the Daily Caller. Additionally, he threatened to have a woman falsely accuse me of sexual assault. So, he hasn't been indicted for perjury. He hasn't been indicted for witness intimidation or witness tampering. I also would suggest that any attorney who makes pronunciations about this indictment without reading all 4.5 hours of my testimony to see the questions in context or to see the emails and text messages surrounding those that are highlighted by the government doesn't really understand the situation, and it would be irresponsible to draw conclusions. I'm represented by Bruce Rogow, Grant Smith, Robert Bushell, and Tara Campion. They are excellent attorneys. Mr. Rogow has argued before the U.S. Supreme Court on 11 occasions. He is a noted First Amendment civil and criminal attorney. He believes that this indictment is flawed.
Roger, you actually said you won't bear false witness against the president.
Can I get some
Does that
water?
Mean that you are ruling out cooperating with Robert Mueller?
This is a question that I will have to refer to my lawyers ultimately. All I can tell you today is I will tell the truth about any matter that I have knowledge of. I don't possess any knowledge of any wrongdoing by the President of the United States, including Russian collusion. So when I first said I won't testify against the President, some of you said, aha, you see, it's a cover-up. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I will not make up stories. I will not bear false witness. I will not say things that are not true. I will tell the truth.
Have you talked to the President since the race?
I have not.
You have not talked to
him? I have not.
Okay. Also, the special counsel's latest filing, it says the evidence against you is voluminous and complex. Does that scare you at all?
My attorneys have agreed to that. It is so voluminous and complex that a speedy trial is literally impossible. So we stipulated to that in the hearing before the magistrate, and both parties agreed to that.
Do you think the hack of the DNC was a good thing for America?
I think the hack of the DNC is an accusation that is unproven in any court of law in the United States. It is an assertion, but there is substantial forensic evidence that may never have been hacked at all. So I understand the credibility of those making that charge, but it is unproven in court.
What do you think of this? Alicia Gallagher's lead media. So the basis of the premise probe, the Russia probe, what the dossier says is that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to hack the DNC server. That's never been proved by the FBI.
Or anyone else.
Donna Brazil said that the DNC destroyed the server, hired the private cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike to give the FBI replicas of what was on the server, and that's the basis of the probe. Do you think that the acting attorney general should be looking into why the DNC destroyed its server, which is, like I said, the basis of this whole Russia investigation?
Well, we don't know whether they have destroyed their server. We do know I'm being sued by the Democratic National Committee, and my attorneys in that action have sent a spoliation letter demanding that the server be maintained and preserved so that it can be inspected, and we can get to the bottom of the question as to whether the DNC was ever hacked at all by anyone. Maybe you should be standing up here with me. Yes, sir.
Roger, I know that any number of defense attorneys would caution their clients against speaking in a situation like this. By the time your trial happens, months, perhaps even years from now, circumstances will have changed. You may come to regret some things that you're now saying. You may come to regret some of the associations, such as InfoWars, which you now have. What kind of advice are you getting from your attorneys about this? Why are you speaking like this?
Well, first of all, if you've read my book, Stone's Rules, which I highly commend, I believe that in the current atmosphere, when one is accused of wrongdoing and one has no response, either is not available or doesn't comment, there is a presumption of guilt that perhaps is unfair but very real. I know what I did. I know what I didn't do. I know the facts of the case. I don't think I said anything today that I will regret. It will be obviously said with greater documentation in court in due time. As far as InfoWars is concerned, it's a media outlet. It's a network. I don't subscribe to everything Alex Jones says. Alex Jones doesn't subscribe to everything that I say. I'm probably a bit more libertarian than he is. We have many talented people there. But it is a perfectly reputable platform. I'm responsible for the things that I say. I agree with Alex Jones on a number of things. I'm a nationalist. He's a nationalist. We believe in American sovereignty. We believe in American exceptionalism. I'm grateful to them for hosting this, because otherwise I'd have no reasonable forum in which I can answer your questions. My cell phone is the only electronic device that I still have, which was restored to me by the FBI. I'm 400 messages behind from reporters wanting to ask me questions, so this was the most efficient way to do so.
Roger, if you take yourself out of the equation and you just look at the broad scope of this, how do you explain the fact that Manafort, Flynn, Cohen, Papadopoulos' case, all have been found guilty of lying and all about one issue, which is Russia?
I'm not sure I agree with that formulation. They were accused of that. I'm not any of them. I can only speak to my own case, and I am not guilty.
Roger, are you ready tomorrow for Judge Jackson to give you a gag order?
That's certainly a possibility. We'll deal with that when it comes. I would point out that I make a living writing and speaking about politics. I would hope that the court would take that into consideration. Obviously, the government has not made a motion for that as of today that we're aware of. It would require a hearing, as I understand it. Obviously, I will adhere to any ruling of the court if they should do that. On the other hand, I would also have the right, as I understand it, to appeal. So let's see what happens.
Roger, it looks like investigators still want to talk to Andrew Miller. Are you prepared for the potential of a superseding indictment?
I'm not aware of any information Mr. Miller has that would be detrimental to me. I have not spoken to Mr. Miller since the time that he was subpoenaed. Mr. Miller did not work for me in 2015 or 2016. He did attend the Republican National Convention. I looked around. I didn't see any Russians.
You mentioned in a recent interview, Roger, Jerome Corsi. Do you think he's going to be indicted?
I couldn't speculate.
And expanding on Corsi, recently you told me that you were considering a lawsuit against Corsi for defamation in light of him continuing to say things that you would say are false.
Actually, I never said I was looking at a lawsuit in defamation. I was looking at the possibility of lawsuit where you could get a
defamation. All right, actually, we'll rewind it and come back with that question and answer again, because we had to preempt it there as we're going to break. We'll be right back. Infowars.com/show. The free, our Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong press conference coming right up. Or will not be silent, sorry.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
control of 20% of our energy reserves. We're on the table for shift of control to the Russian state. I think that's maybe the largest treasonous financial crime in American history. The illegal use of FISA warrants and surveillance, which is an abuse of power using the authority and capability of the state, which dwarfs what happened in Watergate as a constitutional crisis. The illegitimate use of the FBI to infiltrate the Trump campaign. There's no interest in any of these issues. All we keep talking about is non-existent Russian collusion. There's a substantial difference, in my opinion, between Russian collusion, which we have found no evidence of, that would be conspiracy, coordination with the Trump campaign, and Russian meddling, which appeared to me to be ham-handed, underfunded, incompetently done, and was at various times pro-Hillary, anti-Hillary, pro-Bernie, anti-Bernie, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, seeking just to sow the seeds of discontent among Americans.
Roger, Alex Jones would like you to address what the president should do in response to the rogue special counsel and also talk about the Democrat connections to Robert Mueller and the Russians.
What Owen speaks to is the fact that the president, in my opinion, should appoint a special counsel to investigate the illicit use of FISA warrants and the illicit infiltration of his campaign by the FBI. He should direct his attorney general, either the acting attorney general or his new attorney general, to do that. He has that authority. I also think he should declassify the documents surrounding the FISA warrants and find out whether there are additional FISA warrants, as I believe they are. And it is well known that Mr. Rosenstein was the U.S. attorney who was aware of bribes by the Russian energy company, but approved the Uranium One deal anyway. And Mr. Mueller was the man who took the uranium samples to Stockholm for inspection by the Russians as a condition of closing the deal. I think these are legitimate issues that should be investigated by the Justice Department.
What should the president do about the war on the media?
Well, in my opinion, he should direct the Justice Department to enact antitrust action to stop the racketeering of the big tech companies that would censor some of us, but not others. When I see Jerry Nadler sit in the Google hearing before the House Judiciary Committee and say censorship of conservatives by Google is a conspiracy theory, that's not true. We have internal memos, we have internal videos from Google, we have extensive proof that that is a willful strategy by those companies to believe that everybody banned InfoWars on the same day, but they never spoke to each other, which would be collusion, is just not credible. I think Mr. Cook should be under oath. I saw Mr. Pai under oath. He perjured himself again and again and again. China? Where's China? I don't even know. I couldn't even find China on a map. We're not doing business in China. That's a lie. Or the Google app does not allow you to track the whereabouts of a person. That's a lie as well. There were numerous lies told that day, but he has not been indicted for being less than truthful.
Roger, do you think that we've got a trial? Do you intend to take the stand and actually testify on your own defense?
No decision's been made on that. That would be wildly premature. It's a question you could address to my lawyers, but I don't think they could answer it at this time.
Roger, the president tweeted out this week that you worked for him nowhere near the end of the election. Did you read anything into that, or should we?
Well, it's technically true. I left the campaign in August of 2015 because I believed I could be a more effective advocate for his election operating on my own, and I did so. I wrote The Clinton's War on Women, which I think is the definitive work on the entire public record of Bill and Hillary Clinton. I commend it to you if you haven't read it. But no, I don't.
All right, we'll be right back after this to finish this up. This is the Roger Stone I Will Not Be Silenced press conference. That was one of the top stories on Drudge today. And we're carrying it here live on the War Room.
War on Women. women, which I think is the definitive work on the entire public record of Bill and Hillary Clinton. I commend it to you if you haven't read it. But I don't take any reading of that whatsoever.
Is there any change in your relationship that you've sensed with him over a period of months?
Well, I think you have to recognize that based on the advice of both his lawyers and my lawyers, we have not spoken in some time. But I have great affection for the president and his family. He attended my wedding right in the Willard Hotel next door. I attended his wedding to Melania, also his wedding to Marla Maples. I've known Melania, the First Lady of the United States, since 1999. She's a wonderful person. I'm a strong supporter of his agenda. I've also been critical. I think we should be out of Syria now. I think we should be out of Afghanistan now. I think we should be out of Iraq now. He ran as a non-interventionist. I believe he actually agrees with me, and I hope that he is moving towards that. But his record on the economy, I think, is extraordinary. Things that we were told could not happen have happened. 500,000 new manufacturing jobs, 4.8 million new jobs, a record stock market, even with some of the corrections. So America is on its way back. I have great affection, and I remain a strong and loyal supporter of the president.
You think he does for you as well? Because he had a good relationship with Michael Cohen at one point, and then when the legal things got complicated, it changed.
I think my situation is quite different.
Do you think that Hillary Clinton should be indicted?
Anybody who is not asked a question from the media. Yes, sir.
You consider yourself a law and order person, right?
I would say, generally speaking, yes.
So then do you not think that what you describe as process offenses should be prosecuted? Are you saying that they should not be prosecuted?
I think a process crime has to have intent and materiality, and let's see if that happens. And on the other crimes, let's see if they're even actually true. Yes.
Roger, I know you addressed this a little bit in your past media interviews, but there was a reference in the indictment to the notion of something being directed. I think you have sort of speculated as to who that might be. In the distance of time, the last 5 days, do you have any more sense as to what that's a reference to?
I have no idea because it's not true. Nobody directed me to do anything nor inquired. I did not coordinate anything with the Trump campaign or with WikiLeaks in terms of their disclosures. I had a tip, which turned out to be a very good one, about the significance and the October timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures. Everything else could be gleaned by setting a Google News alert and reading everything about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, or watching the WikiLeaks Twitter feed when I was not banned on Twitter. And therefore, my purpose was to hype the disclosures to draw voter and media attention to the ultimate release of material. That's called politics. That's what I do. It hasn't been criminalized in this country, at least not yet. Any more questions from the media? Yes.
In that filing today from the board, with the voluminous amount of evidence they have to go through, it mentions terabytes of data that they've collected. What do you think they're hoping to find in terabytes?
I could not speculate. I believe that, and I've said this before, I believe that over a two-year period, maybe even a two-and-a-half-year period, my emails, my text messages, my phone calls have been monitored. There's certainly nothing new. I have deleted nothing. I have erased nothing. I have over a million emails by my own count. It's a lot to go through. I cannot afford lawyers to root through every piece of it on an hourly basis. So just the material that I have, not speaking of discovery now, just the material I have is voluminous.
But terabytes suggest that this is even more than having 100 emails or so. I'm not knowledgeable enough
about the situation to comment. Yes.
Just to follow up on the earlier question, I believe in an interview over the weekend, you indicated you believe the senior campaign official who was directed to contact you about what you released was the Rick Gates. Can you talk about why you think it was Gates and what your interaction?
Well, that would be speculation on my part, but I think the two officials referred to would be Steve Bannon. As most of you know, I wrote a column for the Daily Caller advocating that the president terminate Mr. Bannon. It was picked up by Drudge, and that makes it a big story. And 24 hours later, Mr. Bannon was fired. So he would have a certain animus towards me. The exchange of emails that is cited, which had been previously reported in the New York Times, he asked me a question about a public event, and I responded with two pieces of information that were reported by Politico and The Guardian that very morning. So there was no proprietary information there. Mr. Gates is seeking a reduction in his sentence. I also have no memory of discussing this with him, nor is there any electronic corroboration of that I'm aware of. I did not coordinate anything with the Trump campaign pertaining to WikiLeaks. I did follow the story perhaps more closely than anyone else, but virtually every political journalist in the country wanted to know what it was that Julian Assange had. And many of your news organizations have interviewed him. Many others have interviewed him. Contrast this with the operations of the Clinton campaign, money laundering through a law firm to pay for the fabrication of a dossier using Russian assets to do so. But there's no investigation into that. I'm going to limit this to members of the press, if I may. All right. I thank you very much for your time. Owen is going to have a few words of his own.
So, in closing, what I hope the American people take away from this, and what I hope the President Donald Trump takes away from this, is that if this can be done to Roger Stone, this can be done to you. If Alex Jones can be silenced, you can be silenced. And why is an innocent man, Roger Stone, being destroyed for allegedly communicating with WikiLeaks that's totally unproven, when CNN's Brian Stelter and Anderson Cooper and others have had live interviews with Julian Assange on air? Ask yourself, is that justice? Is that fair? So, there is a clear and present danger right now in the United States of America, but it's not Donald Trump. It's not Roger Stone. It's not Alex Jones. It's not conservatives. It's a rogue special counsel that is destroying innocent people's lives. It's a Democrat Party that fights for open borders and no voter ID laws and celebrates infanticide. That is a threat to this country. When you're celebrating infanticide and celebrating innocent men being destroyed, you are the problem with this country. So I hope that the president understands how serious this threat is, and they will come after the president and remove a duly elected president if they can do it. And if the American people allow them to do it, then this country is dead. Thank you guys for coming here today. I hope that you will all report the truth.
All right. That's Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Press conference that we here at InfoWars financed with your help out there. Owen, are you still there? I haven't even talked to you during all this time.
Yeah, still here. And you're absolutely right, Rob. This was only possible with the audience's support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's not just conjecture. That's fact. I mentioned a price that essentially this trip has cost InfoWars, and it's at least $15,000 when it's all said and done, probably more. So that's not cheap. We don't have big multi-million dollar ad buys. We're not even allowed to exist on Google ad platforms, Facebook ad platforms. They've totally cut us off. They've kneecapped us from marketing anything. So, I mean, we're just left to InfoWars.com/show. We're left to plead to our audience, say, if you like what we do here, then go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, and they do. And so that's why something like this is possible. And quite frankly, that's why when we go on these road trips, there's no rest for the weary. We put it all on the line, and I know that you're all too familiar with that, Rob. So please continue to support
us not
at
10-man crews. There's not 10-man crews lugging gear. It's you know, like with you. It's you and Drew right now. That's it. Running the show. Making the things happen, doing the technical stuff, then having to stand up there and have the wherewithal to give a speech. It's tough. It's a lot of work, but it's what we live for, and I wouldn't have it any other way, honestly. I'm glad there's not thousands of people running around here, you know, powdering our noses and stuff like that. That's not what this is about. This is about getting out information to people so they can use it in their own lives. So thank you for watching us. We'll be right back after this. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
You're watching The War. The war room. Info. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we are deep into the war room right now. If you were have been watching us, we just played the entire press conference that Roger Stone and Owen Schroeder put on in Washington, D.C., the Roger Stone I Will Not Be Silenced press conference. But now we got to get into some news because I don't know if you knew this, but this just came out on Gateway Pundit. Governor who endorsed infanticide, that's the Virginia governor, received, $2 million from Planned Parenthood? Are we surprised? Are we freaking surprised? Most of it coming in his 2017 campaign and leading up to the election. Massive cash injections of $300,000, $278,000, $255,000, a total of $1.996 million. So is it any wonder that he's sitting there trying to say, well, it's a decision between a woman and his doctor? Then we have this from Jamie White, constitutional crisis, Colorado Dems passed bill to eliminate Electoral College. Of course, we knew that was going to be on their list of things. They don't want the constitutional way of electing a president. They want mob rule. And then we have this article from Bustle. Netflix really wants you to stop romanticizing Ted Bundy, the serial killer. Owen, is there anything you'd like to jump into first? Oh, Owen, is he?
Yeah, I'm not getting any audio. What's going on, guys?
Oh, okay. Well, just come back to me.
Okay. All right. I can hear him now. All right. I can hear him now. What's up? Sorry, I was getting no audio there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that happens sometimes on the road. I just went through three articles, Owen, and a perfect pitch to you. So let me go through them again.
Yeah, I heard none of it.
All right. Well, we have the governor from Virginia. We played that clip yesterday on the show of him basically saying, oh, it's between a woman and her doctor if they want to have the baby and then kill it. Well, guess what? He got $2 million from Planned Parenthood. That just came out on Gateway Pundit. We have the cut. Yeah, aren't you surprised?
Are
you
surprised? Oh, yeah, shocking.
That? Yeah.
No, I highlighted that in my address to city council, how the Democrats get all this funding from Planned Parenthood. I wonder why they support it so much.
Yeah, and most of it was leading up to his 2017 run for governor. And, I mean, the amounts are staggering. And so, you know, this is how you buy off somebody. But it's funny, Google can buy off people with like $15,000. Constitutional crisis. Colorado Dems pass bill to eliminate Electoral College. The left are trying to override every constitutional republic for the tyranny of the majority. The Colorado Senate has passed a bill that would cast its electoral votes, to the winner of the popular vote. So they're doing, and there's 11 other states that are doing that, and Washington, D.C. So they are looking at basically circumventing the will of the people to make it mob rule. And it's mostly the states that have high immigrant populations. So, I mean, we just saw an investigation in Texas where they found almost 100,000 illegals were registered wrong. And they're like, oh, no, 12% of those were actually okay. Okay, well, that's still a lot more that are still illegal and voting in these elections. It's insane. And then we got from Bustle. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, this is something that we said that the left was going to do in America, I think a couple of years ago. And, you know, we were called conspiracy theorists. Now they're actually doing it. And also, just to go back to the last thing with the Democrats supporting infanticide, there were Democrats that I guess it was yesterday or whenever the bill was signed, there were Democrats that signed the bill to make it legal to abort your baby all the way to term. And then they walked across the hall and they signed a bill to protect caterpillars. If you have your light on in the summertime during sea turtle season, you get fined in Florida. So it's just ridiculous. They have these laws that protect animals, which, okay, fine. There's place for that. I'm not complaining. Maybe some people do. But notice how they'll defend, you know, the caterpillar, the butterfly, the sea turtle, but not the human being. I mean, that really tells you what it's about.
Yeah, and there it is on the Daily Caller. Guys, put that headline back up. Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran submitted a bill to save caterpillars on the same day as late-stage abortion bill. And we played the Kathy Tran clip yesterday, and it's disgusting. I mean, she basically, and she didn't want to say it. That's the thing. These people don't want to say what their real intentions are. They want to hide behind lawyers speak and, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't get to bring the medical professionals up here. But I'm not sure. It's all about mental wellness or physical wellness. And they're like, well, what does your bill say? Yeah, the bill allows us to go kill the babies. That's what it allows, okay? We played the video of the abortion doctor a couple days ago, like screaming like a demonic possessed person. I just found another one of a guy in a Senate committee describing what he does to an abortion. I couldn't even watch it all. I was like, here, we stick this in and we drain the amniotic fluid. And then we put in this giant pincher that go in and that's going to crush the baby's neck. And it's like, it's okay for these people to do this. It's really disgusting. I don't know how they can live with themselves. I really don't. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, I guess they live with themselves when they get that nice Planned Parenthood check in the mail. I guess, that's how they live with themselves. It must be tough. Oh, Planned Parenthood just cut me another check. Yay.
Yeah. Now, we have this story out of Bustle. Netflix really wants you to stop romanticizing Ted Bundy, the serial killer. So they become obsessed with the feeler and they found a creepy anti-hero. And they're trying to warn fans on social media. Because people are saying, oh, he's hot. So they get some good-looking guy to play Ted Bundy, who, you know, wasn't a bad-looking guy, I guess. You know? Well, what's his name? Somebody, did you say his name? Zac Efron. Oh, yeah, there it is. I haven't watched it. I don't get into, like, you know, I think as you get older, you don't get, like, I'm not into the, what were those torture porn films? Saw? I don't get into those anymore. You know, when I was a kid, I was like, yeah, this is great. But then when you grow up, and you look at the violence that goes on around you every day, or the violence in other countries, or you see, you know, pictures of deformed babies from depleted uranium. Yeah, you're not much into torture porn. I mean, I'm really not into torture porn. So I don't see how people do this, but it just shows where our country is going. Because you have people celebrating serial killers, then what's the big deal about celebrating killing babies? You know, who cares? And let everybody in the world vote in our elections.
Yeah, it's kind of the same dynamic. I like to compare it to people that, love Game of Thrones, obviously one of the most popular TV shows, which is fine. People can be into whatever shows they want. It's just funny because there's like this weird thing. I've never been into Game of Thrones. I've never followed Game of Thrones. It's not really my forte. But it's like people are like, oh, you don't like Game of Thrones? Like, you don't watch Game of Thrones? Like, there's something wrong with me. And I'm like, I'm watching the real Game of Thrones. In case you haven't noticed, there's like a real Game of Thrones happening in the real world right now where you exist. So I'm a little preoccupied with that. Not insulting people that like Game of Thrones. Obviously, it's very popular. It's just there's this weird thing. It's like, oh, you don't watch Game of Thrones? Like, what's wrong with you? It's like, I'm watching Game of Thrones. Trust me, I'm in it.
I'm in it. I'm fighting on all sides. They're coming from every direction. And we can't stop, and we're not going to stop. Owen, what do you want to get into when we get back from break?
You know, I've got some news stories as well, Rob, that I'm going to get into, but I want to go back out to the callers. I want to see what they thought about the press conference, what they think needs to happen next, what they expect to see next, where America's at. And quite frankly, just lean on them a little bit because I'm on my about fifth caffeine drink today, and I'll probably need about five more to get through it.
All right, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Phone lines are open. Give us a call on the War Room. We'll be right back.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male!
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Is that what you want?
Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
Got a little show note here. The State of the Union has been moved from last Tuesday, January 29th, to February 5th. And I can guarantee you with 100% accuracy that we will be carrying it here live at the Central Texas Command Center. So we'll do a special broadcast, talk about it beforehand, talk about it afterwards. Should be a giant round table. Should be pretty awesome. But we do all that thanks to you out there supporting us. So we're going to put that out there. I think Stacey Abrams is going to be doing the rebuttal. That should be full of comedy and memes, just like last year's. It was a Kennedy who literally was like frothing at the mouth and like licking his lips. It was so total disgusting. I wonder who told him to put all that chapstick on before he went out. But anyway, I digress. Owen, you wanted to get into callers, and I have, let's see, we got a few on there. We got Brittany in California, Chase the Patriot, Jeff in Canada, Wild in Illinois, and we had another one up there, but it looks like they might have dropped. So we got more callers coming in. Let's go to Brittany in California. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Okay, awesome. I'm so excited to be on. I think Roger and Owen did absolutely amazing today. It was absolutely great. However, I want to talk about the whole thing about the WikiLeaks. Hillary Clinton is the main person when it comes to this WikiLeaks information. She had unsecure networks of sending emails out with top secret confidential information with human sex trafficking, child sex slavery, sex slave islands, all these things. And she was also selling out America's information to other countries. What has this got to do with Roger? Because he got a tip from WikiLeaks saying, hey, you know, something's going to be really sad. That has nothing to do with the crimes Hillary Clinton did. Roger's doing politics. Okay, that's politics. Hillary Clinton is she's treason. She's selling America out, our children. She wants illegals in America. We're about to be a nothing land. This is a capitalist country. What the heck is she doing? And she's eliminating everybody. That's where you go from the Clinton body count. All these people with all this information just knowing it, they just end up gone. Silent. Banned. No one knows where they are. I mean, it's insane. This has nothing to do with Roger, and the ball needs to be thrown back on her saying, you're the one that had all these unsecure networks, top secret information sent to other countries, confidential things. Child sex slavery needs to be put out. Pedophilia with her John Podesta and all them needs to be put out. This is disgusting. America is going bad because all these leftists are just disgusting. And even in the emails, it perfectly states that her leftist people are dumb. Idiot. Get the celebrities in to brainwash them. Okay, this is a whole leftist scenario, how they're brainwashing people, and they're trying to brainwash Americans like goldfish with the 3-minute memory. Because you know what? Everybody knows what she did. And this also goes back to her husband, Bill Clinton. Hello, he's a rapist. Hello, he's raped women while he was married, while he was in the Oval Office. Everybody knows Bill Clinton of the Oral Office, not the Oval Office. This is a disgrace to America, and the curveball needs to be thrown back on Hillary Clinton and the leftists. This isn't right. This is America. They need to be kicked out and in a prison in the ocean because this is insanity, what they're allowing here in America. And they're trying to make it okay for this to happen. This is not okay. I got a young daughter. I don't want her growing up knowing, hey, you can be pregnant for 9 months and then you can kill your baby if you don't want it. They just passed laws in New York City, also in Delaware and Virginia, saying you can be pregnant. And you can be pregnant for 40 weeks, if that, and then you have the opportunity to kill your baby now. That needs to be thrown back on them because this is not what America stands for. I'm a millennial. If you could believe it or not, I'm 24. I just turned 24 years old, and I just cannot believe what the heck is going on in America. I hope I'm still on air. I don't know. But I just am so upset. This has to deal with Hillary Clinton, not with Roger Stone. Are you kidding me? This is outrageous.
Let me just say this. If we could bottle what Brittany just said and sell it to people to wake them up. I mean, what you did right there, you laid it all out with some emotion, with some intensity. And that's what we need. We need a little emotion, a little intensity in our life. You just fired me up, Brittany. Thank you for doing that. I thank you for calling. Go ahead, Owen.
Well, I think that Brittany obviously is voicing a lot of the frustration that Americans are feeling right now. And quite frankly, You know, I don't know what President Trump's philosophy on this is. You know, you're kind of left to assume, but it's like, if the American people, I mean, again, forget about what you think politically. Just look at evidence, look at facts, look at what's on record. And if the American people are going to allow this to happen to Roger Stone, I mean, a guy who's done nothing. I mean, they have nothing. They have a bunch of made up process crimes that aren't even real. Nothing to do with Russia. He wouldn't be guilty of nothing if it wasn't for Robert Mueller giving him a rape proctology exam. So, it's like, wait a second. How are we going to sit here and watch an innocent man get destroyed while we know that guilty parties like Hillary Clinton are walking right now and just basically laughing at the world, just laughing at America? So I think that Britney's frustration is felt by a lot of people. And I mean, I just try to put politics aside and I just say, look, all of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's records are to the public. You can see the rapes that Bill Clinton settled. You can see the Uranium One deal. You can see how Hillary Clinton lied about Benghazi. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Look at the $83 million that the Clinton campaign laundered in the last election. We're not even getting into the WikiLeaks. So all that's public. And then what do they have on Roger Stone? Well, Robert Mueller questioned him for 300 hours. And in the first hour, asked him if he had a tuna sandwich or a, chicken salad sandwich on Tuesday. And he said first a tuna sandwich and then a chicken salad sandwich because he was confused after 300 hours of questioning. And, oh, we got Roger Stone. This proves that Russian collusion is real. This proves Roger Stone is the bad guy. A total witch hunt. So if I'm the president, and again, I don't know the president's philosophy. Maybe, you know, because he's the only one that can do something about this, really. And he could do something about this tomorrow. But maybe the president just says, look, the only way that I'm going to be inclined to do anything about this is if I know that the American public has my back and I know that just the vast majority of the American public understand the real threat and the truth. And I guess we're not really there yet. I don't know if we'll get there. But President Trump's the only person that could do anything about this. Maybe he's waiting. Maybe he's not. But Britney's frustration, I think, was felt by the whole audience.
Yeah, I agree. And what we have is all this is based on because Hillary lost the election. Had Hillary won, we wouldn't be seeing the censorship that we're seeing at these levels because they go, huh, we have everybody captured. We have everybody hoodwinked. But we won, and that was the shot across their bow. And they're like, oh, now we got to batten down the hatches. Now we have to use the machinations of government that we know how to use because we're, you know, gutless little parasites because we understand how all the little nooks and crannies work in government. We know how we can stop the president's agenda, and we can do it just with the people that we have in inside. We can do it all. The whole government is filled with Democrats. It's filled with people who don't really want to work for a living, who want power. That's all they care about. They don't care about you. They don't care about starting a business. They don't care about businesses succeeding because they go, we're just going to up your taxes, slave. That's all they want. So it's really disgusting. Brittany, thank you for calling. We're going to go to the other callers after this break. We're about to go to break. That was a great caller. We need to take that one, Brittany, there and turn her into a promo because she really does, I think, speak for a lot of people and what's going on. They're so pissed off. They can't believe what they're seeing, what they're experiencing right now, and they've had it. It's like Howard Beals everywhere. I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com/show is a free stream to send out to everybody you know. We have the phone lines open, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, final segment of the second hour of the War Room. I'm actually going to bop out at the end of this segment. Let Owen Troyer take over full time. Like he normally does every day from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central here in the Central Texas Command Center. Before we go back to the calls, Owen, what is going to go on tomorrow with your trip in D.C. with Roger Stone?
Well, let's say tomorrow morning I probably have a bit of a surprise. And then Roger Stone is due in court at 2 local, that's 2 Eastern. So obviously we'll be around for that and following that here live on the War Room Facebook page right up to probably about 4 o'clock, which is when the War Room will start Central Time. And that's when we will be heading to the airport to finally get back home and maybe finally get some rest. I'm not counting my chickens on that. So hopefully I can join the War Room tomorrow in the first hour to kind of put a cap on this trip. But you're going to want to pay attention in the morning. I think I have an itch to kind of just walk around DC in a MAGA hat and see if anybody wants to assault me. And then, like I said, we'll be covering the Roger Stone court deal tomorrow, which we'll see how eventful that is. We'll see if people show up to that, media shows up to that. This could be a little less hyped with some less people, but we'll find that out tomorrow. We'll have all the coverage right here on the War Room. And then I'm not sure who the guest host is going to be tomorrow. It might be you, Rob Dew, finishing off the week. Hopefully I can join you for a segment or two. And then we're jet setting back to Austin, Texas, hopefully nice and safe, and maybe get a day of rest before it's time to fight in the info war again.
Back into the land of allergies. We welcome you. The mold's been off the charts.
I think allergies will be the least of my concerns.
All right, let's go back to the calls. We got Chase the Patriot in California. Go ahead, Chase.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. This is Chase Patriot, Frontline California, and I wanted to talk about abortion, but real quick, caller is a great example that was just on of what you guys are doing for the fight of freedom. You have here a 24-year-old young woman, and she's been red-pilled by InfoWars, and that's why everybody listening for free, you guys need to support and store and buy some stuff. Inspired by you guys, that reporter contest you guys did last year. I keep doing my YouTube page every day. I do my own live show now, and I have over 1,000 subscribers. And you guys are the ones that are spreading that collision. And sadly, though, everyone's fired up. Of course, these abortion laws have gone way too far, and something has to be done. So I've made a couple episodes about it, and it's tough to talk about. And you guys are willing to do it. You're brave enough. You have the courage to actually talk about it. All the other networks are too scared to do so. And so kind of brainstorming, we have two options, basically. You can go the legislative route. We can try to have Congress pass a law defining life. Good luck with that. Or we can go through the courts, and the attorney general has to bring murder charges against these doctors that are committing these acts. And, guys, I know I'm just rambling, but everybody, please go read Jeremiah 1:5. He knew you before he created you in the womb. Revelations 12:13. The dragon saw that he cast onto the earth, and he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man-child. It's all in the books, guys. And thank you so much for taking my call and doing what you guys do. It's amazing. Check me out on YouTube. God bless everybody.
And that's Chase the Patriot. You can check him out. I watched a lot of his stuff in the reporter contest. He starts off with his little keyboard, ding, 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 and then he goes right into his spiel. You know, thinking about the Black Hebrew Israelites, I think this is a topic we could get on, not that we need to get on board with them because they're kind of like just the crazy uncles out there, but with abortion, you know, hearing those passages from the Bible, he knew us before we were even in the womb, things like that. This is stuff that is kryptonite and is like garlic to these vampire demons who want to just start killing babies. So I hope we can talk some sense into them, but man, I think they think the midterms were like their biggest turnaround, and I think they think they have carte blanche, and they could go full bore, open the borders up, killing babies. What else do they want to do? More higher taxes? Venezuela? They want it all. So it's going to be an interesting couple of years there, Owen.
Yeah, they claim to be pro-choice. That's their big claim to fame, pro-choice, except they don't want you to have choice of vaccine. They don't want you to have choice of a doctor. They don't want you to have choice of a school. They don't want you to have choice about how to defend yourself. They don't want you to have choice about what you watch on the internet. You know, so pro-choice right. My ass.
It's only their choice is what they want. They want you to pick their choice. All right, let's go to Jeff in Canada. Go ahead, Jeff. I want to talk about the press conference.
Hey, just want to give total kudos to Roger and Owen. Fantastic delivery today. I was just proud to be a listener and part of the team. I was just cheering you on all the way, just yelling into my truck here. It was awesome. So I just want to put out one point. You know, we keep talking about Hillary and all the crimes that she's committed, all the Russian collusion and whatnot, I still think there's one person who's a key to blow this narrative out of the water, and that's William Binney. He's the highest level NSA whistleblower to defect from them, and he has the forensic knowledge to be able to say that a hack was not possible. It was taken on a thumb drive, and that kills the whole narrative. William Binney, want to know what you guys think about that.
That's a good point, Jeff. Go ahead, Owen.
Well, we should probably get William Binney back on the live show to discuss this, but the caller's absolutely right because, again, we had access to this intelligence of who they were spying on before it came a national news story. We were given phone numbers. Some of those included InfoWars phones, not to mention Donald Trump's personal numbers. So then they had to run cover and, you know, make up a story about, you know, oh, this is why we were spying on them, yada, yada, yada. Of course, they used the Russian dossier in order to get those FISA warrants. We now know that that was the case. But again, I still come back to the main factor, because we should get William Binney to come back on and break this down on air. But will the American people care? I mean, you know, do the American people care that their elections are basically 100% rigged? Do the American people care that there's, you know, powerful media outlets that can get away with any false narrative they want? Do the American people care that any political opposition in the eyes of the FBI can just be totally destroyed at their behest? Do the American people care? I don't know. And I mean, quite frankly, we know that this audience cares, but it needs to be 100, 200, 300 million Americans that care. It doesn't mean we all have to agree on politics or policy or this, but we need to at least agree on fact, and we need to at least agree on substance. There is no substance to this attack on Roger Stone. There's total substance to the attacks that are on Hillary Clinton, and there's books that have been written. So again, it just always comes back down to me, do the American people care? Yeah, let's get William Binney on the air. Let's get William Binney to break this down. He had this, you know, he had this breakdown before it became national news on the Alex Jones show. So
I think, you know, I think if you get William Binney on with you and Roger, you're going to have cameras show up. I just give you kudos again. You guys owned the narrative today. Everybody had to come through your gate, and that's the way to get the narrative out. Have them on, you, Roger, and William Binney, and bring it. However, maybe that's not the right venue, but have it where people are going to show up because of the interest of the story. I think what you said about Robert Mueller today, or what Roger said about Robert Mueller delivering, you know, samples on the tarmac. I know a lot of people who have never heard that before. You know, to get it out in a public forum like that, linked on Drudge, millions and millions of people are going to be red-pilled by those simple things.
No, it's big, and people are going to share the links, and people need to do that. And maybe the mainstream media will put out a little couple links, but they'll say, oh, it was on InfoWars. People come to InfoWars. They'll see what we put out. They'll see the signs. They'll see everything. So that is one way we can do that. And that was a great stunt you guys pulled today, getting the press to show up and do that. Now, before I go, Owen, I do want to share this quick little recipe I did. I had a little hibiscus tea this morning, and I put 3 caps of bodies in there because our social media guy, Lewis, said, hey, I saw on the Food Babe she's making turmeric tea. And I said, turmeric? We sell turmeric. In fact, our turmeric is 95% curcuminoids. It's like 95% pure of curcuminoids. So I took 3 capsules, broke them in there, and just broke them apart with the stick. You can see how yellow the stick is. It's got turmeric all in it. There's still a little bit of powder here in the bottom. But for the first hour of the show, I don't think I coughed at all drinking this stuff. Since then, I've had a little bit of my coughing return. But I can't say enough about it. That's Bodies. Right now, it's 50% off at the InfoWars store. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right now and get Bodies 50% off. It's $30 for, what, it's 60 caps? It's amazing. I mean, this really is, I think, one of the best products we put out. So it's how you support everything we do. Owen's going to take you from here on out. I'm Rob Dew. You can follow me on Twitter at Dews News, DewsNews. We got Yoshi, Eric, Timothy, and Tommy. We're coming to your calls on the other side.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This
is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Owen Schroyer reporting live from Washington, D.C., taking over host duties for Rob Due in the final hour of The War Room. I thank Rob for sitting in the chair for me this week as I've been on the road. We're going to go back to your phone calls. We're going to play a little Super Mario Brother and go to Yoshi in Illinois. Go ahead, Yoshi.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for everything you're doing. And I can tell by your face that you were up a lot. You keep on saying in your conferences that you were up late and stuff. So thank you for all that you're doing. I want to just jump right into it. You know, like, your show kind of creates an environment of, like, you know, your brain starts churning, and I'm one of those people that just comes up with ideas and thoughts, and I just wanted to bounce it off of you and see what you thought of my idea. And maybe it's just a theory, but every time we hear the word Trump now, we think we associate it. Like, the word Trump and the presidency of Trump is associated with something dumb or stupid or incredible. Like, you cannot take it seriously. And so I guess what I'm trying to get to is it possible that it's something is like this thought is creating a next generation of people who are going to possibly vote in a candidate who will push for extreme leftist ideas of even removing walls. Like, so Trump is saying, you know, build the wall. I can almost imagine somebody in the future saying, tear down the walls, right? And also, the reason why that came to mind was just because of this recent news of babies being, you know, in, was a new word that I never really used before, infanticide or whatever, of killing babies, is this incredible idea that we would never have even thought about going in that direction, yet now we're, like, dabbling with it. And so, like, 10 years ago, we would never have thought of tearing down the walls. And I was just wondering...
Well, I've addressed this before, and I've said, as just kind of playing devil's advocate or just having the debate on air, you know, one of the, you know, precautions that I would say if I'm President Trump or anybody that's trying to build a wall at the border in the current climate, if the Democrats get in office or get power over Congress and everything, they'll probably just tear the wall down. So, you know, is it really worth it to build a wall if they're just going to tear it down, you know, as just some big political stunt? In a few years, you know, obviously that's something to think about. You know, as far as the, you know, celebrating the infanticide, I was talking to some friends of mine in Brazil, and what's happening right now in Brazil with Bolsonaro just getting into power this year, the left in Brazil is starting to go insane. And, you know, these people that obviously follow my work, and so they see the craziness that I endure in the streets and such. And they're starting to now see it in Brazil. So, look, I don't know what it is. You know, there's – you and I could sit here and debate what's causing this. Is it the media? Is it the devil? Is it demons? Is it some weird combination? Is it just NPCs and we're all just in a simulation? I mean, seriously, I don't know. You can have the debate all day. But there's no doubt that this is just – I mean, it's mentally deranged behavior at the end of the day. That's really what this comes down to. When somebody comes up to me and bites a microphone cover off my mic and, like, rubs it around in their mouth like a dog, that person belongs in a mental institution. You know, when a woman comes up to me and grabs my crotch and thinks that she can get away with it in some sort of stunt, you know, proving the president's, you know, assaulter or whatever, that's a mental deranged individual. So I don't know what's driving these people insane. I think that you can definitely point to the media. I think that you can definitely point to the fact that things are becoming so polarized. It seems like all they're trying to do is just have an equal reaction to us. So it's like, we want to conserve prosperity. We want to conserve justice. They want to destroy prosperity. They want to destroy justice. We want to conserve life. They want to destroy life. It just feels like that's their agenda now. and the crew is telling me in the break a massive drug bust has just been made at the border. 395 pounds of meth, as well as, what was it, guys, like 200 pounds of fentanyl or something? So, 254 pounds of fentanyl. So, hey, look, you know, yeah, let's bring that meth and fentanyl into the country. I think that's great. It was 2 weeks ago. I think they actually found more fentanyl than that. I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago they found they had a record fentanyl bust at the border. I think that probably is still the record. But, you know, fentanyl is just killing Americans. And, you know, you have Americans that are poor and living in desolate situations. They don't get any attention from the government. You know, they're worthless. They don't get crap. They just continue to be homeless and get nothing. Oh, but, you know, if you're somebody from El Salvador or Honduras that wants to come over here because that country is nowhere near as prosperous as our country, well, then the Democrats are right there to give them a handout, give them a place to stay, give them some money. So, but if you're an American and you're homeless, you don't get jack crap from these people. But again, if you're a drug dealer that comes across the border carrying hundreds and hundreds of pounds of fentanyl, that's just a conspiracy theory. There's no need for border security. Nothing to see here. All right, now I'm going to go back to your phone calls, folks. And we're going to cover some other news. But the last caller, Yoshi, talked about thanking us for everything that we do. And obviously, I always appreciate people that thank me and, say they're praying for us and everything. But the best way to thank us is to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I know we'll probably take more callers today that want to talk about the press conference and how great it was. Well, it's only possible for us to do that stuff with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I've said it already today. This trip, when it's all said and done, is probably going to cost Alex Jones and InfoWars more than $15,000. That's probably a low estimate as to how much this trip costs. So that's what we do with your funding. That's what we do with your support. We put on events like this and we just bite the bullet and say, you know what? We hope the links get shared. We hope we get the coverage and we hope the truth gets out. And you always come through and support us at InfoWarsStore.com and tell your friends and family and share those links. The good news is it's really easy to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. A, because we have household items like toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, sunscreen, water filters. These are all necessities in my eyes. I hope you brush your teeth. I hope you filter your water. And then there's great supplements like the brand new Turbo Force that's 33% off, the Bodies that's 50% off, the Super Male Vitality that's 50% off. Boy, I could use a Turbo Force or 10 right now. But that's how we're able to do everything and to try and expand in the midst of all the censorship. It is quite a challenge, but we endure and we succeed thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I implore you, if you like what we did today with the press conference, if you like what we're doing today on this road trip, go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy some products, try them for yourself. You're going to love them and guarantee that InfoWars will be successful tomorrow by shopping at the InfoWars store today. All right. Let me see. Let me take a look at my caller list here real quick, crew. And we've had Tommy in California holding the longest. So let's go to Tommy. Hello, Tommy. Thanks for calling.
Oh, all right, all right. Hey, can you hear me, Owen?
Yeah, you're live.
Okay, okay. First of all, I want to say I'm not a rookie listener. I'm a longtime listener, man. And Alex Jones and you guys have changed my life, man. And I just want to appreciate that. And you guys are doing an outstanding job. Keep up the good work. And I'm also steadily praying for David Knight and his recovery. And can't wait to see him back on the team again. And steadily praying for Roger Stone, man. As a first of all, I want to say I'm a black African-American U.S. citizen. And what President Trump is doing, it's just historical, man. You know, I make videos about him on Twitter all the time. You can follow me at Big Sexy. That's with two Y's and one T. And you be like, dang, this guy isn't lying. And he's bringing some fire. But sometimes I feel like I call myself the Black Alex Jones because how I'm being censored. So I understand.
Wait a second. Hold up. Guys, did you say your YouTube? Wait. Did you say your YouTube channel was Big Sexy?
No. The Twitter page.
Twitter. I got to see this. I got to see the Big Sexy Twitter page.
At Big Sexy. That's with two Y's and one T. And you're going to be like, Lord. You're need to have him on my show. And I stay in California, man. I call this Hillary Clinton's turf. You know, I wear my InfoWars cap, and I got a Trump 45 beanie, and man, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it, bro. But I just see the unfairness, man, in the judicial system in America, man. And what a shame what they are doing to Roger Stone, man, versus not going after Hillary and Comey and Clapper and Obama, you know. Man, you guys, woo, keep up the good work, man. And also, I'm not going to make it long, but also buy a lot of you guys' products, man. They're off the chain, America. Trust me, you can't go wrong. I got the Super Blue toothpaste, the Alpha Power, the Extender Wise, the Secret 12, the Body Ease, the Male Super Vitality. I'm a little nervous, but I got the InfoWars coffee cup, the big one. I'm always buying you guys products. You guys, you will not go wrong. Trust me on that. You will not go wrong.
Well, I appreciate that. And there is that the Big Sexy right there, guys? I think we found your, have found your Twitter page. Well, hey, thank you, man, so much for calling in. Thank you so much for your support, Big Sexy. And maybe I look forward to possibly hearing from you again. All right, let's jump to Eric in South Dakota. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Owen. Thank you for taking my call. I got home from work here just a few minutes ago, and I had a package on my doorstep. I think that's my Turbo Force, so I'm kind of excited to try that out. I want to say thank you to you and Alex Jones and everybody at InfoWars for pledging your lives, your fortunes, and your sacred honor. And you made one hell of a speech today, man. I heard that what you said there, the statement that you made after Roger Stone's press conference, and you hit it right on the head. You said it with poise and dignity, and thank you for that. I hope everybody heard you loud and clear.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been doing a little bit of investigating into how much of that press conference actually got covered by television and mainstream news. And as of right now, even though all of them had their cameras there, I'm being told that there was virtually no live coverage. So my guess is they will probably take just small snippets from the press conference, zoom in on Roger Stone's face, so that all of the InfoWars paraphernalia and all of the Roger Stone paraphernalia is not there. So they'll effectively censor us out again, even though we let them into our event. Maybe we shouldn't have done that and just given them the bird, but we're pro free speech. So basically, you know, they gave us the exclusive as far as the live coverage is concerned, but their arrogance and hubris thinks that, you know, they can just defeat us and that we basically don't even exist, even though we keep kicking their ass. But my guess is they'll edit that out. You know, they'll edit me out. They probably, I won't even exist in any of the videos that they show on the mainstream news, but, you know, nothing new there.
Fair enough, man. Thanks. I'm going to let you go here. Thanks again for all that you guys do.
All right, my friend. Well, if you do try that Turbo Force here, as you hang up the phone, I hope that, you either have a good workout or maybe a game of basketball or going boxing or something, a bike ride if you're Rob Dew, because you're definitely going to have a burst of sustained energy for hours. That's Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. 33% off. Okay. I believe the phone lines are still lighting up, so we're going to keep taking your calls on the other side. This is the War Room, where we will continue to fight for truth, prosperity, and justice. And as long as we have you in front of us, beside us, and behind us, we will be victorious. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Got to get at least one Lou in the show here on the War Room. Welcome back. You know, I have to correct myself on some fake news that I said earlier. And this is not something we normally do, quite frankly. But I do have to correct myself on some fake news. I said that this trip was going to cost Alex Jones and InfoWars $15,000. Folks, I was just crunching the numbers in the break. It's actually closer to $30,000. That's how much this trip is actually going to cost. It's going to be about $30,000. And this is all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. This is all thanks to the fact that Alex Jones puts the money back into the InfoWar. He doesn't buy private jets and, you know, fancy exotic cars. He gives it to the InfoWar. And so a trip like this, I was crunching the numbers. It's going to be about $30,000. And so it's not cheap to do this, folks. And we travel light and we try to be as efficient and effective as possible. You know, sometimes we can't even put our shoes on straight and, you know, it seems dizzying, but we're dedicated and we all do it because we really are dedicated. That's why in my opening statement today, I looked down the eyes of these media guys and I said, you don't give a damn about this country. You don't give a damn about truth. All you care about is your ratings and your pocketbook. So it's shameful that that's where these people have gone, but that's not where we're at. So folks, again, I implore you, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, we could lay it all out. Again, this is not something we normally do. In fact, the only time Alex really talks about how much stuff costs is when we have to pay for the bandwidth after the censorship and the lawsuits and stuff like that. But this trip that just me and one cameraman, editor, videographer went on, plus the security, you know, all the hotels and Roger and everything is going to cost us at least probably $30,000. So not complaining, just asking for your support at InfoWarsStore.com so we can do this again next time there's a big event that the mainstream media is trying to control. So again, support InfoWars today so that we will be around tomorrow at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we've still got some callers lined up here. Let's go to Timothy calling in from the great state of Georgia. Go ahead, Timothy.
Hi, Owen. Nice to hear your voice. Long-time fan of the show. I just wanted to call in and discuss Mueller Uranium One and the fact that nobody is really concerned about where this uranium went and what it was going to be used for. We all kind of stopped the buck at, okay, Mueller was on the tarmac, but what we need to think about is what Assange has tried to tell us with WikiLeaks, and then look at all the people detained by Russia since the Obama administration. And I know a lot about nuclear weapons, 38 tactical missile wing, Bushheim, Germany, 1985 to 1990, before the IMF treaty put us out of commission. Now, the IMF treaty and the other treaties, the START II treaties, have basically left our country without the ability to produce a nuclear weapon. It's almost impossible with the bureaucratic procedure for us to use our own uranium to build a bomb. Okay, but it is very easy for foreign companies to take this uranium out of the country or through other American assets that are mining it overseas. And my whole thing is, and everything I can find and what they're trying to hide, is that that uranium was going to be used to build bombs, set them off here in the United States, and then they have plausible deniability. They can say, okay, well, it's American uranium. Well, who visited that in one of their books? Tom Clancy, okay, who had a direct relationship with the CIA. Now, it's a story movie line plot, of course, but when you start to add everything up, this is where it takes you. I think that end of the situation should be addressed by our intelligence agencies and by the president, because everybody simply stops to buck at it being in our country, but they're not concerned about where it went. And I would like to hear your thoughts on that, Owen.
Well, you know, my knowledge on, I mean, really whatever or wherever the enriched uranium was applied is quite thin. I think that it's, you know, probably a mystery to most. The only things that are conclusive is that Vladimir Putin specifically said, as the president of Russia, he specifically said, I want to make Russia the number one holder of enriched uranium in the world. That was an agenda of his. He said this publicly. Well, it was Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller that delivered that wish for Vladimir Putin. So, you know, and as far as the intent or what purpose that enriched uranium may be used for, you know, honestly, I feel at this point I can really only speculate because I don't have too much intel about that other than just knowing that Vladimir Putin wanted it. He wanted it to empower your Russia. And who knows what he may want to use it for. But I do think it's a smart play by President Trump as you have the media and the Democrats, you know, drumming up all of this hatred and division between the United States and Russia where it shouldn't be. Russia should be an ally of ours. I think it would be smart for the president to say, hey, look, you know, the media is trying to get us in a war with Russia. You know, 10 years ago or whatever it was, Hillary Clinton gave, you know, yellow cake and enriched uranium to Vladimir Putin. And so now Russia is a nuclear threat to bomb us thanks to Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller. And he would be absolutely accurate. Now, does that mean we know for a fact that's what's going to happen? No, but it means we know that that's what could happen. And I think that Trump kind of pivoting that story to that narrative would be smart. So we'll just have to see. Thank you for the call. Let's jump quickly to Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Owen. Appreciate everything you do. I was really upset when I heard about Roger. I've been fighting this thing for 30 years, you know, no driver's license and all that kind of crap. But I came across a paper. It's called The Secret of the Special Maritime Jurisdiction of the United States. And it's online, and if you just Google it, you can find it. But it talks about the Sixth Amendment and the right to know the nature and cause of whatever issue is before you. It's hard to find an attorney that'll argue that issue, the nature and cause. You know, you have a right to know the nature and cause of the issue. And the nature and cause would go to the jurisdiction of the court. There's four jurisdictions named in the Constitution. There's common law, equity, admiralty, and maritime. So we know that Roger, you know, whatever he's charged with, who's the injured or damaged party in it, you know? There isn't any. So that eliminates the common law. So therefore,
well, of course, they're trying to claim that this somehow you know, influenced the election and we didn't get a fair result. So that's what they're trying to claim. Obviously, that's fake. There's been no proof of that. I'm just saying that's what they claim. But yeah, you're absolutely right. But, you know, it's actually funny. And thank you so much for the call. This just came across my newsfeed. A caller 2 segments ago said, you know, what is going to be done with that enriched uranium? Could the Russians bomb the United States? Last night on MSNBC, Rachel Mad Cow Disease actually proposed the idea that Russia might attack the United States in the middle of this deep freeze. What would happen if Russia just did that to the United States? So, wow, it looks like Rachel Mad Cow Disease beat our last caller to it. Rachel, do you know who gave Russia the enriched uranium?
Infowars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to continue on the phone lines here. There really is so much madness, though. I mean, everyone's probably heard the story about the I don't even know the name of the show, but some actor, some Trump-hating actor in Chicago, you know, basically claimed that some Trump supporters came up to him and, you know, tried to torture him. And as more and more facts and evidence come down the pipeline in this story, looks like it was a total fake news hoax. But, you know, I'll just be CNN because, you know, CNN gets to have a hunch And somehow that means that they're at the FBI raid of Roger Stone's house. So I'm just going to have a hunch. I don't know this. It's just my hunch. You know, it's just my hunch. But my hunch is that this story was totally fabricated to make Trump supporters look bad. But that's just my hunch, just a hunch. And I have a hunch I'm going to go to the phone lines now. And so I will. Let's go to Jamie calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, you know, I'm calling. There was a caller a couple of days ago that expressed, you know, some really negative feelings that he was ready to jump off the Trump train or pretty much already had. And, you know, it kind of lit a fire in me. And I got to say, I mean, it wouldn't take much for me at this point to jump off as well. I mean, the tweets are kind of coming off a little bit comical at this point because we're not seeing much action. And it's almost like a teacher standing up next to the billboard, turning to the class and saying, little Jimmy's, you know, blowing spit wads at Sarah. And the kids are looking at themselves and looking at everybody going, what the hell are we supposed to do with this? But three quick things I wanted to say. I think Trump got in. I think he got a crash course in politics. And I don't think he was prepared for what was really going on in that. The politics isn't really where it's at. It's who's pulling the strings, and that's the satanic cabal behind it. And I don't know that he was prepared for that. But what I wanted to ask you was, you know, with 65 million people saying we've had enough, and Donald Trump was the apparent answer, if he can't come through with this, is there anybody that can come and pick up the mantle and run with it out of 65 million people who would have a name like Trump or who could do this? I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, my first response is no one. And I'm not seeing anybody that has all the advantages that Trump had to fund himself, fund his campaign, use his own, aircraft to fly around. The name recognition, his own property everywhere. Obviously a very popular guy in pop culture for years. I mean, friends with Oprah, friends with Jesse Jackson, friends with, everybody. I mean, the guy was just friends with everybody. The guy to hang out with in New York. And then as soon as he becomes president, somehow, you know, he's a racist and everything in between. Of course, it's all fake news. But to answer your question right now, nobody. But who would have seen Donald Trump coming too? So, and then in response to your first, comments about jumping off the Trump train or whatever you have it, or just, you know, being critical of Trump where you think he's coming up short. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's totally fair. I liked your analogy of the teacher, pointing at the chalkboard about a kid misbehaving instead of actually doing something about it. And so it is frustrating. But I've always kind of had the same notion that I'm going to let Trump finish his first years of being president before I give it a final grade. But there's no doubt there is frustration growing in his base. And he says you'll get tired of winning. But I think a lot of people are feeling like we're getting tired of losing. We're losing at the border. We're losing when it comes to fighting voter fraud. We're losing when it comes to protecting innocent lives. So so much for winning all the time. But before I totally say I'm off the Trump train or just say Trump was not who we thought he was, I'd have to wait until his presidency concludes, and we do still have some time there as far as that's concerned. Thank you so much for the call, Jamie. Let's go to Lily calling in from New Jersey. Go ahead, Lily.
Hello. Instead of building a physical wall of concrete and steel, how about erecting automated gun turrets along our border? The gun turrets shoot lethal and non-lethal rounds of ammunition. And I think it would automatically serve a much better defense to keeping illegals out than, you know, just putting a physical wall they can bury under.
Well, look, as far I'm sorry. Excuse me. I would actually say that the idea that having automated gun turrets at the border with lethal ammunition, yes, that would probably work to deter people from crossing the border illegally. Could I get on board that as a policy? I don't think so. That seems a little too inhumane, but it's a tough issue. Honestly, I think the easiest solution and the most humane solution is stop letting them in. That's why they keep coming. They come here and they get all the advantages in the world. That's the problem. They come here and they get free everything. They come here, they get to vote. They come here, they get a handout. Stop it. That will stop them from coming. The reason they keep coming is because we keep letting them in and giving them things for free. So that's my response. And again, it's just, you know, people are kind of getting tired. They feel like we're losing at the border. Thank you so much for the call, Lily. Let's jump to Matt calling in from Minnesota. Go ahead, Matt.
You know, hey, Owen, thanks for having me on. I don't know how I follow up the gun turret thing because I was going to say sharks with lasers. No, I'm just kidding. But,
why can't I get sharks with lasers attached to their head? I want one thing, and it's sharks with lasers attached to their head, and I can't even get it. I'm the boss. I need the sharks here.
Right?
Freaking lasers. Okay, sorry.
First of all, I wanted to say I'm glad that you're going after that woman. I mean, definitely support you. You know, getting sexually assaulted wasn't cool, but I also wanted to say I'm not going to try to find out who she is because we don't dox people on the right side, you know.
You know, I'm actually glad you said that, Matt. Let me hold that thought, Matt. Hold that thought because I want to actually address what you just said. Due to some pressure and some people thinking that this whole thing was fake news or even staged, the idea of this woman that I'm not going to give out now, but I have given out the idea of this woman, which I never gave out, didn't want to because I didn't want her to endure any public harassment. I just wanted her to face punishment for the assault that she did on me. But this is going to be a perfect example. This is going to be a perfect example proving what you just said. This woman's ID is out there. In fact, all the cases you can actually find, again, I'm not going to tell people where to find it, but it's all public out there. Will this woman get doxxed? No. Will this woman have her life destroyed with a bunch of reports harassing her, lying about her and who she is? No. Am I calling for that or have I tried to protect her from that? Yes, I have tried to protect her from that and I'm not calling for her for that. So again, it shows you the difference. Here's a woman that sexually assaulted me in public, bragged about it, and I don't want her life publicly destroyed. I want her to face up for her crimes and face the consequences of her assault on me. But you're right. She's not going to get doxxed by the right. We don't do that. Again, it shows you how deranged the left is. They do it to high school teenagers. They do it to anybody that they find wearing a Trump hat. They do it to women. They do it to children. They're sick. These are sick, hateful people. And so I'm glad that this is going to end up being another example of how it's the left that's totally unhinged and deranged and how here's a perfect opportunity, if the right wanted to publicly harass this woman and try to dox her or whatever. I don't want that. Please, nobody do that. We are following through with these charges. She will face punishment for her crimes against me. But yes, exactly. This is not what conservatives do. That's what the hateful, violent left does. 30 seconds. Finish your point.
Yep. I guess the other thing is I'm part of the InfoWars Army, and I just wanted to say what I think we should all try to do is do something like Crowder does, but do it for women's rights. So set up a booth at a college that says, hey, we're pro-women rights, and you know, get all the people to think they're pro-women, and then when they get there and we talk to them and we realize we're all on the same side, turned into abortion, you know, like we're for women's rights that are unborn, you know, the babies.
Apparently there was a reporter, I forget the reporter's name. He was walking around the halls of Congress asking Democrats about the bill on late term abortion. They're acting like they don't even know what it is and they've never heard of it. These people are sick, man.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room. I'm going to do a quick news blitz here. You know, I was going to cover this story about some no-name loser that tried to do a spoof video on our products, but I don't really like covering and giving time to no-name losers, so we're just not going to cover that. Mueller's team, just some stories coming out today on my co-host Roger Stone, who couldn't join us today. Mueller's team seized voluminous and complex evidence from Roger Stone. Well, yeah, they basically seized all of his personal items, make a big fuss out of it, even though he volunteered all of it. And Larry Klayman, who is, I don't know what this guy's deal is. Him and Corsi just seem to be, well, there's certain visual and verbal evidence that it would make it appear that they're actually working with Bob Mueller. But basically, Klayman is now saying, oh, Roger's an idiot for giving all this data over to Mueller because they're just going to dig through all of it to find anything. A, there's nothing to find. B, they took it from him with a gun to his head. But anyway, so federal investigators probing Roger Stone seized multiple hard drives containing years of communication records from cell phones and email accounts. And you know what they won't find in any of that? And they already know it? Russian collusion. But that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for any communication that they can then cross-reference against Roger's testimony to destroy him with. Pathetic. Here's some fake news from the Inquisitor. Roger Stone has hired the Proud Boys as his personal security team. Roger Stone has joined forces with the alt-right group, now calling themselves Western Chauvinists. They always called themselves that. But I can tell you, again, like I've been saying, just like almost every news that comes out about Roger Stone, except right here at InfoWars, this is total fake news. Are there Proud Boys that are fans of Roger at InfoWars that like to hang out with us and follow us around and would gladly offer security for free? Yes. Is Roger Stone hiring anybody from the Proud Boys to be his personal security? No. We have serious security. No offense to the Proud Boys. So that's more fake news. Howard Schultz shoots down Liz Warren attack with passionate defense of the American dream. So Howard Schultz, I think, is going to throw his name in the hat for presidency, and he probably will be running as a Democrat. Of course, Liz Warren attacks him for being a billionaire, and he says, hey, look, I'm the definition of American dream, and I've hired thousands, if not maybe millions of people through Starbucks. So that should be an interesting one to follow. Measles case is confirmed in three new states amid Washington outbreak. So now you've got measles spreading throughout the United States, and that is 110% because of the open borders. But I thought the vaccines got rid of the measles. Oh, well, when you bring a bunch of people in here from foreign countries that then bring disease, these things come back. San Francisco area restaurant bans Make America Great Again hats compares to white hoods and swastikas. These people are mentally ill, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say, do you know how many Jewish Trump supporters are out there? I would say the majority of Jewish people in the United States are Trump supporters. Do you think they'd wear a hat that had a swastika on it? Look at all of the black people in America that support Trump. Do you think they'd wear the hat if it was a KKK hood? You people are sick. Sorry, I could pontificate on this forever, but it's just the derangement and the mental illness of these people is just, it just reaches new levels of absurdities every day. Beyonce and Jay-Z offer lifetime concert tickets for fans who go vegan. Let me correct this headline. Nobody gives a rat's ass about Beyonce and Jay-Z anymore. They can't sell at a concert, so please come for free. All right. Let's take a couple more calls here before I sign off. Let's first go to Logan. Go ahead, Logan in Virginia.
What's up, Owen? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
What's up, man? I was on YouTube last night doing just browsing, and I found a video kind of made me doubt, put a little doubt on you. The woman that supposedly assaulted you. The channel was under her name, and the video was her at the 2015 March for Life. And she subscribed to all kinds of Christian channels. Just seems really out of character. And then the video was deleted hours after I commented on the InfoWars article, and the comment was deleted as well.
They just wrapped up a rally about SB 329 here in the state of California in Sacramento, where they're pushing the transgender, the whole homosexual agenda onto children and not allowing parents to opt out what the children are being taught. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, guys.
My name's Greg.
Hey, I just heard that too. Apparently there's a fire alarm in the building that Owen's at. So we'll get a update of what's going on. Probably some freak, you know, pulling something, but hopefully nothing's going to happen to the guys. Just want to let you know. Now we're going to continue with this report from Will Johnson. Thank you for watching the War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody. You know, so you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Bert, I work for the California Family Council here at the Capitol. And so, yeah.
Okay. So tell us about SB 329.
It's the California Healthy Youth Act. It was passed a couple years ago. It was mandated comprehensive sex education to 7th and 9th grades. That's what's required in all schools, including charter schools now, not just your average public school. And then you can also teach in elementary school, but that's up to the district. And this, besides, you know, we've had sex ed in classes for decades, but this particular curriculum has to be LGBT inclusive. So they have to treat sexual relationships between opposite sex couples the same way they treat same sex couples. So all the sexual information you had about between boys and girls, now you got to include the same type of sex information from same-sex individuals. So you can imagine all the new stuff that kids are going to be learning they never...
Is that not going to be a bit confusing to some of the children that are really young, say 6, 7, 8, 9 years old?
Well, especially when you're starting to teach this in elementary school. You know, I'm getting calls from parents around the state. There's a particular school district in the Bay Area where they introduce this stuff, teaching graphic sexual content to fourth graders.
Wow.
And parents said this just is not age appropriate. It's not just not, it wasn't the old, you know, puberty talk we used to have. They're actually teaching kids about sex itself, you know, anal sex, the whole gamut.
Wow. All right, what's the sign we have here?
It says, don't let the state destroy your parental rights, and that's one of the reasons I'm out here and got involved, because I'm a single father. I advocate for education and the laws that's going on with various different things that the parents don't seem to have a voice in it. And when the parents speak up, they're not listened to or they're shut out of various school board meetings. So that's how I got involved. I educate parents, the ones that don't know how to have a voice.
What are the consequences or penalties, if there are any, for a parent that says that they want their children to opt out of this part of the sex education that they're trying to push onto the children here in the state of California?
Sure. The new law specifically designates what sex education is and what it's not. So if you're just talking about gender or transgender information or gender fluidity or having there being multiple genders out there, or the fact that, you know, the new philosophy is that, you know, gender is not based on biology, it's based on how you personally identify, and there's an untold number of genders you could be. Now, that is not sex education according to law. Neither is any talk about sexual orientation. Identifying as a homosexual or a lesbian, that is not sex ed either. Only when you mention actual sex organs, that's sex ed now. And there's still an opt-out, but it's only for sex ed, not for any gender curriculum or any sexual orientation curriculum. So that's the way they can go right down to the first grade.
Wow. So if parents say that I don't want you to teach them anything that's related to same sex, if regardless if it's sex education or not, are the parents allowed to say that they don't want their children to be taught that in the schools?
That's right. If it's sexual orientation, there's no opt-out for that. But when you introduce, like, Harvey Milk into third grade and say, Harvey Milk, you know, the first gay elected official was honest about who he loved. And they haven't, when they talk about...